So, I guess, what can we expect today and into the weekend for St. John's Metro, the Avalon, Clarenville, and Marystown? Throwing it all at you right off the bat here.
Yeah, for sure. So, it's actually probably going to be the nicest weekend we will see so far this year. Yeah, it looks really nice. So, this morning, looks like everybody really should be waking up to some sun. There will be some cloud moving in throughout the day, but nothing too significant. With that cloud moving in, there will be the odd scattered shower around, especially moving on to Avalon later today into tonight. But really no accumulations like we've seen really all month. It should be just, again, scattered showers for the most part. And then a bit breezy as well today, 30 gusts 50. And then on the northern Avalon, you may see gusts up to 70 along the coast. And temperature is really pretty fantastic as well. Anywhere on the Avalon looks like about 10 degrees. And then along the coast, maybe about 5 or so. Going down on the Buren, high 7 today. And then in Clarenville, again, high 7. Going into tonight, into tomorrow, again, just some scattered showers tonight into tomorrow morning. And then really tomorrow looks like a beautiful day. Should be mix of sun and cloud and even just a few clouds for the most part for, again, the entire area. And again, temperatures ranging from mid-single digits to the low double digits. And then looking into Sunday, again, pretty well same story. Sunday is actually probably going to be even better with winds a bit lighter and a bit more sun out there. So again, it looks like a beautiful weekend for the most part.
Okay, so how about as we move into next week? It looks like Monday's looking like a nice day, but then we're going to get back into a stint of rain.
Yes, that's correct. We do have another system moving through for the Avalon and Buren. Looks like it's going to come either Monday night into Tuesday. Again, it'll be kind of similar to what we saw yesterday into last night, very similar type system. It looks like periods of rain moving through. It doesn't look like accumulations should be too high. I can't put a number on it right now, but again, nothing too significant. And again, it'll be pretty blustery on Tuesday.
With meteorologist with Environment Canada's Gander Weather Office, Brendan Sawchuk. And Brendan, I know this is gutsy. I'm toying with the weather gods a little bit now when I ask this question, but are we done with the snow for the year?
I shouldn't say for the year. Well, funny you said that, because I was looking at the extendeds and the long range in the extendeds. We don't have any snow mentioned, so... That's just looking at it, but you never know, right? We're still in April here, so you definitely could see a system coming through, and that could bring some snow. But like I said, in the extendeds, there's nothing right now.
What about weekend golf? That's what Ben really wants to ask you about.
Yeah, well, if we start drying up here, if we don't see lots of rain, I would definitely expect the golf courses to start opening, well, I would think sooner rather than later.
Okay, noted. Asking for a friend. Thank you. Okay, Brendan Sawchuk, meteorologist with Environment Canada's Gander Weather Office. Thanks for this.
You're welcome.